Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. This is going to be the wildest, wild frontier show we've ever had. I don't know if you're into superstitions and things like when I got married, everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And we're coming up close to our 50th wedding anniversary. So this is the most precious guest I've ever had on my show. And everything that could go wrong did go wrong. So we're not doing things the normal way. We're doing phone to phone instead of our regular equipment. Because everything that could go wrong today has gone wrong. But this is my most very special guest. And I got to tell you, I'm probably the only poor Texas Republican Jew with two doctorates who's an NLP practitioner, an EFT practitioner, a Kriya Yogi, a hypnotherapist, an aromatherapist, a Reiki master, an advanced crystal master. I'm studying to be an angelologist. I'll tell you about that later. And I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. But I'm just passing the 70-year mark, and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. But I know a lady who's going to teach me about that and how to fix it. This lady really knows how to mark who you are and what you are and put you on track. Because I took one of her short quizzes. I think it was like 5 questions. And she nailed me on the head. I think I have just about every program she's ever put out. And I want to introduce you to the most fascinating motivator on earth. And we're doing this phone to phone because there is no way I would miss a chance to interview my idol, Natalie Ledwell. Hello, Natalie.
Hi, Dr. Red. Well, what an absolute pleasure it is to be here. I think everything that could go wrong went wrong until this point. And now it's going to go amazingly well.
Good, because I just could not pass up a chance to talk to you.
Well, I'm so looking forward to doing this. This is going to be so much fun.
How did you? I know we do most of the same methods that we use the same methods, but you actually are successful and out there, and you know what you want to do. How did you get to that point?
Well, through a lot of trial and tribulation, how we fell into, my mind movies and teaching law of attraction and success principles was a little by accident. It was 2006, I remember, I was very frustrated. My then husband and I, we had 4 different businesses we're running at the same time. We had a lot of action happening. We weren't necessarily wildly successful or not as successful as we wanted to be. And we were working our tails off all the time. So I'm like, I'm missing something. I'm thinking for the amount of action and the success we'd had in the past, I'm like, I'm missing some vital ingredients. And then I saw a movie called The Secret, which actually taught me about law of attraction. And so when I started applying law of attraction principles, like knowing where I wanted to end up, how to visualize that, how to feel what it was like to already be there, how I didn't need to know the whole plan. I just needed to know the next step and then the next step after that. And when I started to infuse all the action we were taking already with these kind of principles of gratitude and success, that's when we had some incredible results. A friend approached us with this amazing idea of setting up a website so we could help people around the world create these movies or these mind movies, which were like the movie version of a vision board. And so, at the time, Glenn and I knew nothing about the internet. Actually, Glenn could hardly turn on a computer. I hadn't even heard of YouTube, and this was 2007. And then within 3 short years, we'd gone from not knowing anything to creating a multi-million-dollar company and being able to help millions of people around the world. So it was quite the journey.
So how do you – I have a hard time just going step by step because I want to know that I'm going to get there, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, well, here's – Here's the thing, and this is a part of the ingredient, because, you know, when it comes to applying the law of attraction consistently and successfully, I believe there's a formula. You know, I follow a formula. You know, First of all, I always make sure that I am in a high vibration or in a happy mood or a grateful mood before I even think about what it is that I want to create. You know, a lot of us, we're stuck in our pain or our debt, you know, or our ill health. And when we're focusing on that, that's all we see. You know, we need to kind of shift our perspective or shift our focus just a little bit, you know, get into a place of gratitude and then decide what it is that we want, you know, so that we can create something incredible for ourselves. You know, getting clear about what it is that you want, you know, setting a strong intention, you know, being able to see yourself in your mind already at the end result, at, you know, at living this life, creating this beautiful reality for yourself, and also taking action. But another important ingredient that we often overlook is how we need to surrender. You know, we have to make sure that we enjoy every moment of the journey, because that is the point. Getting to the end result is not really the point, because once we get there, we'll just create another goal or another reality or another, you know, target that we want to move towards. So really the point of it all is to enjoy every step of the journey and just to surrender into, you know, I have an idea of how I think this is going to show up. You know, I have an idea of what I'd like it to look like. But when we can be really comfortable in surrendering to how it's going to show up and be delighted with the surprise, that's when we start to create incredibly and magical things in our life. Because for all the incredible things that's shown up for me, it's never really shown up the way that I thought it was going to. And most times it's way better than I even imagined for myself.
Yeah, I think that's it, is getting people to change their mindset. I just had to close the foundation that I spent 9 years of my life building. And I had these really wonderful dreams for this foundation, but I could not get officers to stay on the foundation because it's a volunteer mm-hmm. foundation. And it was wonderful, and it was to help veterans. But you know what? I couldn't keep officers on it, so we had to shut the foundation. But the foundation led to wonderful things like this radio show. So, you know, when you think about it, shutting the foundation is not a failure. The foundation was a step, and it was a step yes. to this. So you do really have to have a different mindset. You can't say one thing was a failure. It was a step, and it was a step yep. to this. So now I'm doing this. So you have to be grateful for the people you met along the way and the people that you helped when you had the foundation, and you move on. You just have to do that. And I think yeah. that's the problem, is people don't have the right mindset. You know, and we're too failure-based.
Exactly. Well, and here's the thing that, I don't believe that anything is a waste of time. I believe that everything happens for a reason. You know, and the thing is, you know, even when I talk to people about, you know, what you want to create, you know, the business or the career or the, you know, the next step that you want, and people go, well, I'm not sure what I want, and, you know, I'm a little scared. What if I don't get it? Or, you know, or some people are scared if they do get it. Sometimes we have a fear of success as well because of our deeper programming.
That's
but just because you make a decision for what's working now or what you want for now doesn't mean it's the decision that you have to stick to for the rest of your life. You know, it works until it doesn't. And I'm sure that there are many things that you could look at from, you know, the foundation that you set up as to, you know, that helped you with the show, that helped you meet certain people. And, you know, if I look at all, like, my ex-husband and I, we had 20 different businesses before we got
wow.
to Mind Movies. But there's something that I learned from every single one of them, whether it was a life lesson, like a lesson about human nature and people, or whether it was a business lesson, it all contributed to our success with Mind Movies. And I honestly believe that if I hadn't gone through each one of those experiences, either, number one, we wouldn't have recognized Mind Movies as the incredible opportunity that it was, and number two, we wouldn't have been able to capitalize on it as we did, because we brought to the table so many life skills and human skills and business skills that it really helped us to make it the success that it is.
I love that. We break in a couple of minutes, and so when we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about mind movies, because it is incredible, and it is, I got to say, the lazy person's way to totally rebuild your brain, and that's what my second doctorate is on, is how to rebuild your brain. And you guys really, have that down to a T. You know, you just sit there and watch a movie and change your brain. But I have to ask you before we go, do you think people are more afraid of failure or more afraid of success?
I don't think there's a definitive answer to that, because I think depending on who we are, what our upbringing was, you know, what culture we grew up in, who our parents were, what our personality is, all of those things contribute to the programming that we have as we're kids. To be honest with you, I find it pretty much even down the line. You know, I have those people that are scared that they're going to fail and they don't want to look, you know, bad in front of their family and their friends. But then I have other people who, when they're setting themselves a goal, fear instantly comes up for them. Because, you know, maybe their deeper programming is that they're not worthy or that they don't deserve it, or that it's never worked for them before, so why would it work now? And so this fear immobilizes them. And the difference between those people who are successful and those people who are still on their way to success is that we all feel the fear, but people who are successful just keep moving forward. They keep the momentum moving. They don't stay in the fear. And that's what makes the difference.
Okay, we're gonna go, and we'll be right back with Natalie Lidwell, the Angel of Success. She is just amazing. When we come back, we'll talk about mind movies.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and we are roughing it today. We're playing phone interview, and I mean really phone interview, because my Skype is being funny, so we're talking over the phone, and please forgive any weird sounds you get. And we're back with Natalie Lidwell, and we're talking about mind movies. Now, this is just one of the things that Natalie does. I get up every morning, and I play with the mind movie matrix, and she's going to tell us about that, too. But I don't think I could get my ancient carcass out of bed if I didn't play the Mind Movie Matrix in the morning. It gets me up and it fills me with energy and gratitude because you can do this in 3 minutes and just play one, but I play them all because I love them. And they motivate you, they give you energy, they get you going in the daytime, and you're just, what can I say? They're motivating. So tell us about what Mind Movies are.
Yeah, so Mind Movies like the 21st century version of a vision board. So for years, people have been using vision boards to help them as a tool to be able to see in their mind, they're already living this new, you know, reality they want to create. You know, I think it was in Think and Grow Rich that one of the quotes was, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
And so you had to cut up a magazine and then put like a picture of a mansion or a picture of a car you want or a picture of something else and then glue it on the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
So made it easier when they were looking at those boards to go to see themselves in that car, to see themselves in the house. But with a mind movie, it's basically the movie version of that. And it's a combination of affirmations. So these affirmations are describing this new life you want to create in present tense as if it's happening now. Now, for most people, you know, they will go, oh, affirmations, you know, I don't want to stand in front of a mirror and go, I'm wealthy, I'm healthy, when that, maybe that's not their experience. Yeah.
And you feel silly doing that.
Yeah, totally. And, of course, you know, you've got that little voice in your head going, are you kidding yourself? That's not true.
Right.
But the reason we use present tense affirmations in a mind movie is because we want to describe this event, this future, like it's happening now. So when we visualize and we see ourselves as it happening now. Then we have images, like we have photos that really enhance those affirmations, and it makes it easier for you to, for your brain to have an image to build on. And then, of course, the secret source is the music. Because, you know, whenever you can visualize and also have an elevated emotion at the same time, what you're doing is really creating a very powerful, perfect storm in your subconscious mind, which it doesn't know the difference between what you see through your eyes and what you keep playing as a movie in your mind. And when you have an elevated emotion at the same time, your subconscious mind thinks that this actually is your reality. And it starts to change your thoughts to be in alignment with that.
It is true.
And changes your actions.
When I see them, I go, that's me. That's me. I believe it.
Yes, absolutely. And so you want to really make sure with a mind movie that you have a song that really makes your heart sing. Like the song I used for my first mind movie was called Clocks by Coldplay. I love that song so much that I was in an Uber car the other day and I saw the guy had that song on the CD player. I said, oh, do you mind playing that song? He said, no problem. So I'm sitting in the back of the Uber car crying because when I hear that song, it reminds me that that was the beginning of this incredible, beautiful life that I get to leave. And so it makes me so grateful and happy that he probably thought he had a crazy lady in the back of the car.
Well, you know, it's the crazy people that do all the breakthroughs. It's amazing.
Yes. So when you put all three of those things together, you've got this exceptionally powerful tool that could really help you believe that this can be your future. You know, and when your thoughts and your actions are in alignment and your emotions are in alignment, what happens is you start to vibrate or resonate at a certain frequency. And remember that everything is made up of energy. And whatever is the vibrational match for the energy that we're giving out then gets attracted back to us into our reality. This is the, you know, scientific explanation as to how the law of attraction works. And so so by watching your mind movie, especially morning and night, you know, as you're waking up, like Dr. Red, you were just saying that you watch it first thing in the morning, because you're still in theta. You're still in theta brainwave activity as you're waking up. And so, you know, your subconscious mind is so much more receptive to absorbing all of these affirmations in this picture that you really start to believe that this truly is your future. And the way you act, the way you think, everything is already in alignment with that. And that's how you create and manifest it so quickly.
Huh. Yeah, you know, I think that's it. And I think maybe the reason we're having so much trouble with the thing today is because people are really going to have to listen carefully to make sure that they're getting all of this today, whereas on the other days it's so crisp and clear that they don't have to pay attention as much. Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Because I think this is a very, very important show. We're talking about really, really achieving deep success here. I mean, really, you're my idol. You have everything together. It's amazing.
Thank you.
You need to be successful, but the tools that you've given us. And I just saw some more new stuff that you had today, and I'm going, oh, boy, you know, this is cool.
I know. Well, one of my, I used to call it my stupid human trick, but now it's one of my gifts, I should say, is that, you know, when I look at the success that I was able to create in my life, one of my, you know, gifts is that I can look at something and break it down into actionable steps and make it easy for anyone to be able to duplicate, you know, because I do believe that, like I was saying before, anything when it comes to success or things that you want to create really comes down to just a formula. And when we can consistently, you know, be that person and apply that formula, we start to be able to really positively influence the outcomes in our life. Because, you know, law of attraction is working all of the time. It's a universal law. So sometimes we can be intentional and conscious about it and create amazing things. And then other times we're sort of at the whim of our negative thoughts because we're not putting any intentional effort into creating something different.
I don't think people understand that because I don't know if you know my background. I've been like blind, paralyzed, had 30-something surgeries and brain cancer. So when I was in the hospital after the brain cancer, you know, I couldn't do anything but blink. And so pretty soon I was, you know, clipping my toenails, and they said, how are you doing that? We didn't say you could do that. And I said, don't tell me what I can't do. I'll do what I can, and I'll let you know when I can't do something. And so they come from can't until you can, and I come from can until you can't. And
yeah.
So, you know, hospitals have everything backwards. And I think most people have everything backwards. You do can until you can't. You know, see, that's the problem.
And I think, too, like, remember that all of us, whether we're talking about, you know, people that work in the medical industry, or if we're talking about a negative person at work or even a negative spouse, you know, regardless of what we're talking about, remember, we're all operating the best that we can with what we've got. And for most of us, we're so heavily influenced by our programs, about our beliefs, you know, and we know through, and I'm sure that, you know, you know about the brain, Dr. Red, that, you know, when, especially between the ages of 2 and 6 or 2 and 7, as children, we're predominantly in theta brainwave activity. So, which means this is, we're sponges. You know, we look at everything around us, we observe behavior, we listen to everything that we're told, so we know how to think, act, and what to, you know, what to believe about everything in our life, whether it's money, self-image, love, you know, all of the important things. And so once that program or that belief is stored into our subconscious mind, it then influences our decisions, our thoughts, our beliefs about those particular subjects for the rest of our life until we get to a point where we realize that, you know what, this is not serving me. This is not helping me at all. And so then we need to go through, you know, certain activities to be able to understand what they are, where they come from, so that we can then be able to clear them and choose, you know, thoughts that are more empowering, that are in alignment with this future, that, you know, will help us create the success that we want to see.
See, that's why I'm such a weirdo, because I was raised in Japan after the war and I couldn't speak English till I was like 5 or 6, so I couldn't talk to my parents and they couldn't talk to me. I was raised by the servants. So my parents and I didn't know each other until I was like 6. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. So that means that you were really heavily influenced from, but even the fact that your parents weren't as attentive as maybe, you know, other parents were, even though that's like a benign situation, it still had an influence on you. You know, so,
oh, yeah.
You know, when I have someone that shows up and in behavior that's, you know, not like my behavior or maybe that I perceive as negative, I'm like, I wonder what happened in your life, or what events shaped the, you know, the attitude or the beliefs that you have for you to have this, you know, for you to have this behavior. So it's really interesting. Like, and sometimes it can be very innocent. Sometimes it's not so innocent. But we all have it. And the faster we can understand ourselves, the easier we can free ourselves up to be able to create exactly what it is that we do want.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I know when I came out of brain surgery, I was speaking Japanese.
you were accessing a part of your brain or memory that was going back to, you know, to your earlier childhood.
Okay, well, we'll discuss childhood and how we can fix that when we come back from break with Natalie Ledwell.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested alternative and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back with the amazing Natalie Ledwell, and we were talking about your formative years, you know, from 0 to 6, you're kind of a sponge, and I sponged up nothing but the Japanese language. My sister could speak both, and my parents couldn't speak anything but English, so my sister had a great time getting me in trouble. And I know when we came back, this is during right after World War II, I told you I'm old, we went to school, and I used to get to send to the principal's office for being a little heathen and doing nasty stuff and cussing them out in Japanese. But I got over it. So I know you can get over childhood things, and you can do it really well with Natalie's programs. She has so many neat programs. My husband says, quit buying Natalie's programs. But I can't because they're wonderful. So tell me about all these programs and what you can do with these things.
Well, you know, we have our, you know, our Mind Movies software programs, which, you know, it helps you to create a mind movie of the life that you want to, you know, that you want to create for yourself. You know, inside the program, we have, you know, already a library of affirmations and photos and music, you know, and we give you some guidance on, you know, how to articulate what it is that you want in such a beautiful way. You know, I've come back from 2 weeks in Cancun, and I worked with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Joe Dispenza. So we did 2 advanced workshops there, and I actually help everyone inside the workshop create their own personal mind movie. So I've been face-to-face with 1,100 people, over 1,000 people in the last 2 weeks, helping them with their mind movies. And, you know, and I see all the time, like, people come into the workshop and they're like, I don't know technology, it hates me, you know, I'm not very good at this. And then within an hour, I'm sitting there, you know, reviewing or previewing their mind movies for the first time when they're in tears. So it's like, wow, this is the life I want to create, and this is exactly what I want. So it's a beautiful process to go through, because just getting clear about what it is that you want can sometimes create that amazing flow and the beauty of things coming into your life that that you never thought of before. You know, we have our Matrix program that you were talking about, Dr. Red. So the movies are already made for you. They're pre-made, but we combine them with audios like brainwave entrainment, you know, that put you into suggestible mind. So that,
I love
it. Shuts down your analytical mind so that when you watch it, you know, whatever the affirmations and the photos that you're watching get absorbed into your subconscious mind. So build your belief very quickly that you can create that future. And then, of course, we have our Ultimate Success Masterclass, our USM program, which is the complete success formula that I was talking about before. That covers, you know, not just the visualization and getting clear, but how to get rid of these programs that you've picked up as a child. You know, how to figure out what you're passionate about. You know, who are you? What do you stand for? What's important to you? And from all of the, you know, how to move through challenges so that when you, you know, have this formula, you can apply to anything that you want to create. And, of course, we're actually in the moment, we've just released a new program, which is called the Unshakable Success System. Obviously, we're talking about success today. It's an incredible new program that covers, you know, so many different things about, you know, how to receive, how to multiply the success, you know, what habits you need to adopt to be able to do that, you know, to figure out, you know, your identity and the path that you want to take. So we have, you know, like we said, I have a whole gamut of programs, but every one of them is designed to set you up for success, whatever that means to you.
Yeah, I like the brainwave entrainment because my mind never shuts down. It's just like going a mile a minute, and that's really, really hard for some of us. So the entrainment programs are super cool. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, your brain puts out waves just like a radio does, or any of the sound equipment does, and some of us are racing a mile a minute and we just can't settle down. And you're going to understand that when I tell you about the angel card of the week that I pulled. But some of us just, I know I'm talking too fast for some of you, some of us can't settle down. And that's really nice that the Matrix programs have a little brainwave entrainment in there. And as you listen, it calms you down. I love that.
Well, you know, we've just got to correlate the results, but we just did a 4-week controlled study in Vienna, and we have a brain mapping team that actually works with the Dr. Joe events. We brain mapped. We had 10 people. These are all nurses that work in the ER in a hospital in Vienna. They work in the anesthesiologist section, so they're very highly stressed. And so they watched the Matrix My movies in the morning and the night. We brain mapped them at the beginning of the study, and then we brain mapped them at the end of the study, and we also got them to fill out an assessment based on their stress levels and how they're coping at work and a whole bunch of other things. And like I said, we've yet to correlate the brain maps, but even, you know, some of the nurses were saying it's made such a massive difference for them, because when they start to feel themselves getting stressed, all they do is play the mind movie in their mind, and it starts to calm them down. So there are so many incredible, you know, benefits for watching those movies. And they're already made for you. It's not like you have to create them. You just have to press play, and away you go.
Yeah, it is amazing because, seriously, some of us, you need to tie us down. We're like helium balloons. And that helps so much. I was with a psychiatrist once, and he says, I think you're manic. I said, I am not manic. This is like me all the time. I'm not manic. It's just, you know, I just go a mile a minute. And I've always been that way, you know, and I need that to calm me down. It's wonderful. I love it. So anybody else who's like me, and they could be a champion speed talker, these are wonderful. They really are. I used to teach dictation, and I had a hard time, you know, in college. I had a hard time with the slow speak people, but the people that wanted 300 words a minute, boy, it was great.
Yeah. It's, you know, what I'm really picking up from talking to you, Dr. Red, which I think is a very important trait for us to have, is that you don't let people label you. You know, when the doctors say you can't be doing this, or, you know, you're manic or whatever, you know, I don't think that just because someone tells you something is so, that you should just take it on board. You know, question everything. You know, be you know, curious, and don't take something on board just because somebody else wants to put you in a box that they understand. Yeah, there's no reason for you to do that. And when you can live outside of that box, I mean, that's where the fun is. Now, that's where life is. This is where you want to be living, just like Dr. Red.
Yeah, I enjoy being five people at once. It's fun. That's why I like this show. The show is Dr. Red Says, because on any given week, you really don't know what's going to be on the show. And the show is on the Empowerment Channel because I would like to empower anybody and everybody to do whatever the heck they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
what... You know, my two favorite words in the English language are, why not? Why not?
Well, that's it. And like I said, I'm 70. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, but I think this is it. It's finding out whatever's new and then putting it on the air for whoever wants to be that.
Mm.
If that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, if we're consistently curious, you know, and we're always, you know, moving forward. I know I've met, you know, some incredible people, you know, what's his name? Martin, I forget what his last name. He's the guy that created the, or that invented the mobile phone, or the cell phone.
Ah, okay.
He worked for Motorola at the time. And I spoke to him. He's in his 80s. He's still inventing. You know, he's still working with young people and helping them to create, you know, innovations. And when we can stay in that place of, you know, innovation, creation, curiosity, and keeping ourselves, you know, active, there's no such thing as retirement. I mean, who wants to retire when we can still be doing what we love and making a contribution like you are?
Well, I think this is my thing. I like finding out new stuff and then putting it on the air. However, I would like to not do it on the telephone. So I will be spending my next week figuring out what to do with Skype. And then I would love to have you back. I would love to do a show just about you every week, whatever you're up to. Because, first of all, you're so much fun to talk to. But second, you're into so much stuff. We could fill every show every week just about what you're up to, seriously.
Yeah, well, I like to keep busy, too. But,
keep that in mind.
And, you know, and the thing is, I don't take anything for granted. I'm one of eight children from a country town in Australia. And for me to be living, you know, I actually live in L.A., but I am in San Diego often because this is where our head office is.
I get to hang out
with people like...
You left my sunny city?
Well, yes. I'm here often, though.
Gee, okay. You know, you moved to Smartville.
Well, you see, my business partner, Gwen, and I, who, you know, we separated about 4 years ago, and we have an amazing relationship. We have a great friendship. We're still business partners. And I love him. We love each other. I'm like, I love you, but I can't see you every day. So I moved to L.A., which is close enough. So we've transitioned. Our relationship is not over. It's just different. And actually, it's perfect for the people that we are right now. So to be able to maintain that love and still have that permeating in our business and in our lives has been a great journey.
Now, see, that's just the opposite for me. My husband and I are almost 50 years married, and I could be married to him forever, but we couldn't work together.
Right. Well, I'm very lucky. Glenn and my skill sets complement each other. You know, so in our business, you know, I always joke about how I'm the pretty face. I'm the one that, you know, the front person. And Glenn, you know, he loves marketing. You know, the reason that you were able to find me through that quiz is because of Glenn's passion being able to make sure that people online can find us. And then you get to meet me and my passion, which is all about, you know, giving you the right information and the right message, you know, hopefully articulated in the right way that you are able to understand and embody the information so that you can create the life that you want.
Gee, can I borrow him?
I'm keeping him pretty busy these days.
Darn. Would you like to sponsor a radio show?
Maybe we need to talk about it.
Yeah, we can do that. No, I have this beautiful husband. He's wonderful, but he's a retired. Oh, okay, we're going to come back. He's a retired Navy commander. That's all there is for him. But I do love your work, and you two do a wonderful job at it. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what your plans are for the future, and then think up a good rant, because when we come back, we're going to rant.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
The So Brave Foundation offers alternative care for veterans and their families who are struggling with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. For Southern California residents and for those who will be in the area, we hold an open clinic once every month at the Veterans Memorial Museum in Balboa Park, San Diego, from noon to 4 p.m. on the second Saturday of each month. Appointments are not necessary, and these clinics are completely confidential. Visit SoBraveFoundation.org for more information about these clinics and our organization. We would love to have interested, alternative, and complementary care therapists join us. And anybody who loves veterans are invited to join us and volunteer their free time and resources. We are fully volunteer staffed and are a 501c3 organization. For more information about what we do and how you can help, please visit SoBraveFoundation.org. Once again, that's SoBraveFoundation.org.
Do you or somebody you love have a struggle with abuse? You don't need to be a slave to your abuse anymore. Listen for Beyond Abuse, Beyond Therapy, Beyond Anything with Dr. Lisa Cooney. Dr. Lisa overcame struggles in her own life. 2 decades of sexual, emotional, and physical abuse nearly took their toll. In her 20s, she turned her life around and set upon a path to help others. She can help you find the key to take control of your life, too. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, and then we're back with the wonderful Natalie Ledwell. And evidently, I talked to Pastor, you talked to Pastor, the psychiatrist, and you're crazy. And if you're crazy, you're manic. And I don't know, because I don't think I talk too fast. So, we're up to the point where we pick one of our angel cards. And it's an angel on one side and a stone or a crystal on the other side. So, on the side with the stone, we have sodalite. And sodalite says, are you experiencing physical inflammation? Do you get headaches? Oh, really? Do you get sinus infections? Is a situation in your life inflamed or turbulent? Use visualizations, meditation, aromatherapy to calm yourself. Use these tools to experience peace and tranquility. Really? And on the other side is the angel of calmness. And the angel of calmness says to say these things to yourself. Now, I usually use these affirmations. I say them 3 times because 3 is a magic number. I am calm. I am at peace. I am relaxed and all is well. I live in a spiritual, peace-filled life. I sail through life on calm, nurturing waters. I enjoy good health, free of inflammation. And if that didn't work, go back to the psychiatrist. Okay, that was our angel card for the day. I hope you enjoyed that. And I'm not crazy. Am I, Natalie?
I don't think so.
I do love those angel cards. You know, it's funny because I picked the card before we talk. And it's funny that when we got talking, we were talking about being calm or not calm. And there's that card that I picked before the show. It's interesting. My angel is Archangel Michael, and I think he picked that just to be funny. We've been talking about all this calmness. So then the next thing we do is we talk about the rant of the week. So here we had all that calmness. We talked about whether I should rant about Skype because we're talking on the phone instead of Skype. I don't think it's Skype's fault. I think it's Microsoft's fault because Microsoft keeps updating my browser, and my browser keeps messing with Skype. So we are talking on my phone today on the speakerphone, and that is not the best thing to do, but it sounds so much nicer now than it did the first half. How about you?
Yeah, it sounds much clearer the second part. Absolutely. You know, and that's the thing, like, you know, I'm always careful about, you know, the words that I use. Like the words that we speak carry so much energy and carry so much meaning like we were saying before, it's like, you know, we don't want to say that we hate Skype because then it's never going to cooperate with us.
You know, there was this thing a while back about sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, and that's not true.
No.
You know,
not at all.
When I was a kid, my maiden name is Moskowitz, and they used to call me Mousy Guts and Muscle Twitch. And so when I got older, the only way I could never convince the doctors that there was something wrong with me, because first I was an Army brat, then I was a Navy wife, and then I was a nervous PhD student, and then finally when I started having seizures, muscle twitch, they finally found the brain tumor. They finally found a brain tumor when I was a real muscle twitch. That's not funny. So yeah, for a while there, I was using muscle twitch as a password because, I mean, it was real. Muscle twitch.
What we focus on expands. So, you know, we want to be careful about what we, you know, I have a friend of mine. He's a very well-renowned motivational speaker. He had cancer, and he used to call up the little C. He goes, I can't even give words to, you know, I can't even say the word cancer because all it does is create more of it, you know. So, and I have another friend of mine who you know, had cancer. She had 7 brain tumors. The cancer was all throughout her body. And she just couldn't speak to anyone. She did her, you know, she was on her medication. She did her healing. She said, but I just couldn't give words to it every day because what that's doing is just creating more of it. You know, and so she had to just focus on exactly on healing, on her living.
There's a thing about those words because the cancer I had killed Teddy Kennedy and it killed Vice President Biden's son. And I had it in 1988. And they said, well, don't worry about being paralyzed and blind because it's going to kill you. Well, okay, here I am. I'm not paralyzed anymore. I'm not blind. And it's because I decided I didn't want to die, and I wanted to get up and go do my business. And so I invented, and this was when Star Trek was around, I invented little nanobots that patrol my body, and if they see a cancer cell, they kill it, and then I just eliminate it. Yeah. And I am so convinced that that's going to happen that I've never had cancer again, and that was in 1988. So you can do that.
Well, so with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I work with in these events I do assist at, we are measuring, we're brain mapping people, we're measuring cortisol levels, we're measuring energy. We're actually scientifically proving why you were able to, you know, change that with your mind through a new science called epigenetics. We now know that we can change our DNA. So, you know, don't believe anything that anybody tells you. If you want something different for yourself, you can create it just by seeing it and believing it and creating it in your life.
You can. The hardest thing I did was lose 150 pounds. I mean, that was murder. And that actually, the cancer helped me put that on. That and all the steroids they pump into you when you have that kind of surgery. But yeah, you can do it. And that's why I'm so in love with you, because you make it easy for anyone. I mean, sometimes it's hard to visualize. And so when I do a hypnosis, I say, visualize, imagine, picture, or pretend. If you can't do one of those four things, you're probably not breathing.
Exactly.
You make it so easy. Just pick it. I have an iPad, and I put the iPad in front of my face, and I put on your Mind Movie Matrix, and it's in front of my face. I mean, if my eyes are open and I'm breathing, it's working.
Yeah.
Can't beat that. And
that's,
I mean, I'm a professional, and I'm using your thing because it's so easy. I mean, you know, is that lazy or what? I like yours better than me. Actually, for a professional, I mean, even professionals, even shrinks go to shrinks.
Of course.
So you're my shrink.
I think. I think shrinks became shrinks so they could figure themselves out.
Yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't. Doctors don't do appendectomies on themselves.
Yeah.
So you're my shrink. Seriously, I have a doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy, and then all of the other things, the NLP and all those other things, I learned because I can do them on other people, but I can't do anything on myself. So if anybody asked me, as an expert, where would you go, I would go to Natalie Ledwell.
No.
Oh, 30 seconds. I got to say, you guys, thank you to all my natural and honorary redheads out there. And you know, if you have the rant of the week, the month, you win a red wig. And so I got to tell you, it's okay to flip your wig, but it's not okay to lose your mind. And 4th of July, which happens to fall on a Tuesday, we will not be here, so we will be rerunning my very first show with a Pearl Harbor survivor. The guy's 95, and he's still driving his kids to the doctor. His kids are my age, but what the heck? And he is an inspiration, if ever an inspiration were to be had on the 4th of July. So tune in for that and play it while you're having your barbecue after the parade. And I want to thank Natalie Ledwell, my inspiration for life in general. I just have had the most fun, even if it was on the phone, talking to you, and we got to do this some more, like an entire season's worth, because there's so much more that you do that we didn't get to. We've done all.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.